Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. There are two comments I want to make with respect to Jimmy Van Kirk's interview and dialogue I had with him. The first has to do with the importance of putting in writing an agreement, a relationship, a decision that we make with someone else. And the second is the recognition that we all have setbacks, we all make mistakes, and we have to move forward. In this segment, let me just then go on to discuss the need for something in writing when we have a partnership. I remember a couple of partnerships that my wife had, and the tribulations that we came upon when we finally decided that the relationship was not going to work out. Thank goodness, at those two moments, we had the leverage. We had, like sort of David Diaz in Queechee, we had the wherewithal to continue the business, and we were able to work out something. What I have found helps when we get into that situation is to develop a scenario wherein you divide what's going to be done, and either side can choose either decision. And that way you sort of cut the pie in half and give each side an equal opportunity to choose which portion of the assets that they want to have. I found that very successful and a very effective way to resolve the problem in the two situations where my wife had the partnership and we had to get out. But of course, the ideal thing, and this is what I do with even my children, is before you get into a relationship or a deal with respect to leasing a property, working out an engagement, is to set up at the forefront what the deal is. I am right now, for example, discussing with my daughter, who is going to take on a 5-year doctoral program in Ponce, the wherewithal of how we're going to incentivize for her to share the apartment with someone else, and to see how the whole situation of living in an apartment, not a dormitory in the university, in the college as she did, but in an apartment that has so many other expenses that go on. But getting back to the more business-related relationships, such as Jimmy undertook with his restaurant, with a good friend and a very reputable and good person, and still is, of course, is the opportunity up front to put that relationship in writing. They basically how they were going to divide the income and what value they were putting into their business respectively, each individual, it just left that up in the air. It was a 50-50, and it was understood that the division of the income that was going to come in was probably going to be 50-50, but one of them decided that 50-50 was not really the fair allocation of value that the two were adding. So if they had sat down at the very beginning, worked that out, and made adjustments to that. The second thing, of course, within that writing, and just as importantly, a decision as to what would happen if there was a difference of opinion. And in that regard, what I have found has worked quite well is a clause that, first of all, requires the people in the transaction to sit down and negotiate in good faith. Secondly, if that negotiation in good faith does not work out over a period of 5 or 10 days, then the second step is to go to a mediation, get a neutral evaluator or a neutral mediator who determines and helps the parties. If it's an evaluator, be determining. If it's a mediator, helping the parties reach an agreement that is mutually satisfactory on a voluntary basis. That mediation process has proven in many occasions, as other past programs that we have had has indicated, has proven to be very successful. The percentages can be up into 90% in terms of success rates. Of course, if parties have to be willing to, in good faith, sit down with the mediator and exhaust the options that there are in order for a mutually satisfactory agreement to be reached. And then the third step, if negotiation doesn't happen successfully and mediation doesn't happen successfully, is then to have the matter go to an arbitrator, which is a quicker, more efficient, should be less costly mechanism to resolve the matter. And more importantly, not only does it resolve it quicker and less costly, but it should help in maintaining the relationships at a relatively friendly basis. The other aspect of Jimmy Van Kirk's experience that I wanted to comment on, as I said at the outset of this segment, is the recognition that we all make mistakes, that there are setbacks, and that we have to learn from them and move forward. It has been revealing in the, let's call them the pre-interview sessions where I discuss with people what we're going to go over, that there is a real hesitancy by many, and that includes myself, in acknowledging that we had a setback, that we made a mistake, that we should have done things differently and just outright say it and go forward. I found it very, very refreshing that Jimmy wanted to set forth publicly that he made a mistake and could have done things differently. And of course, I think the most important portion of that is his recognition that that experience is going to be very valuable as he goes forward. I was listening to a commencement talk by a good friend, Frida Stube, at the Tassis Dorado 12th grade commencement, graduation, and he put forth an interesting statement. He says that we should not consider things that happen as failures, but the word should be setback. That failure is such a pessimistic word and understanding for what things that happen, that shouldn't be in our vocabulary. I found that interesting, and I was reading subsequently, about a week later, some statements by former classmates of Andover, Phillips Andover Academy, and there was a great citation by one of them to Chekhov. And he was saying that Chekhov at one point said, and I quote, "One must be a god to be able to tell successes from failures without making a mistake." And of course, the person ended this little essay on his Andover experience by saying, "Perhaps Chekhov would understand my feelings about Andover." Namely, there's just such a fine line so often between what is a setback, a failure, an error, and what is a success. And sometimes what looks like a setback can be a tremendous success. In any case, all setbacks and failures should serve as experiences that we can utilize in order to move forward. I've run out of time today. I wanted to cover within that same framework, I'll do that in another radio broadcast, an experience with a person who also accepted very forthrightly and very clearly the mistake and why that's such an effective way to really prevent a lot of conflict and stress instead of, beating around the bush on things. Well, I want to do as I often do at the end of our sessions. I wish you a stressless, and hopefully you're able to resolve your conflicts this week. I invite you, as I often do, to visit my website. It's www.jrgcprc.com for more information. And of course, there you find my contact information, and you're welcome to give me a call or send me an email with any comments, any suggestions you have respecting this program. I love constructive criticism and welcome your suggestions and your comments. So have a good day, and I look forward to having you on the program next week.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.